Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 6, 1805. Nothing to eat but berries. One of President Jefferson's charges to the captains was to catalog the names of tribes they encountered on their journey and note all pertinent information as to culture and language. Captain Clark is especially interested in the Flatheads, who prefer to be called Salishan, who relate to him that there are other tribes of Indians akin to them living near the headwaters of the Columbia River. Moulton concludes that these related tribes are likely the Pend'Oreille and the Kalispel. Before the Salish and the Coeur part company, Clark attempts to set down the Salishan vocabulary. The Coeur then goes on its way, but not without looking over their shoulders. Here is Clark's entry for this date.
Some little rain. Purchased two fine horses and took a vocabulary of the language. Lightened our loads and packed up. Rain continued until 12 o'clock. We set out at 2 o'clock. At the same time, all the Indians set out on their way to meet the Snake Indians at the Three Forks of the Missouri. Crossed a small river from the right we call. Soon after setting out, also a small creek from the north. All three forks coming together below our camp, at which place the mountains close on each side of the river. We proceeded on north 30 degrees west. Crossed a mountain and struck the river several miles down, at which place the Indians had encamped 2 days before. We proceeded on down the river, which is 30 yards wide, shallow and stony, crossing it several times, and encamped in a small bottom on the right side. Rained this evening. Nothing to eat but berries, our flour out, and but little corn. The hunters killed 2 pheasants only. All our horses purchased of the Haute Lachute, we secured well for fear of their leaving us, and watched them all night for fear of their leaving us or the Indians pursuing and stealing them. Captain William Clark, September 6, 1805.
Clark never did fill in the name of that small river from the right. He did, however, keep a detailed record of course and distance as the Corps traveled down the Bitterroot River, what they called Clark's River. Tomorrow, naturalist Elliot Cowes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.